AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. There are talks going on in Cairo on a possible ceasefire in Gaza and more hostage releases. The leader of Hamas is in Cairo. Secretary of State Antony Blinken says one side appears to be ready to say yes.
Israel has been very clear, including as recently as today, that it would welcome returning to a pause in the further release of hostages. The problem was and has been and remains Hamas. They reneged on commitments that they made during the first pause for hostage releases.
Israel has called on the rest of the world to blacklist Hamas as a terrorist organization. President Biden would not comment on the Colorado Supreme Court decision that would take Donald Trump off the presidential ballot there. But he did say it's self-evident Trump is an insurrectionist for trying to overturn his 2020 election loss.
No question about it. None. Zero. And he seems to be doubling down on about everything.
The U.S. and Venezuela have pulled off a prisoner swap. The AP's Sagar Magani has the story.
It's Washington's boldest move yet to improve relations with the major oil producer and a significant concession to President Nicolas Maduro. It's freeing a close Maduro ally in exchange for 10 Americans held in Venezuela, several of whom the U.S. formally designated as wrongfully detained. The deal includes the extradition to America of the fugitive defense contractor known as Fat Leonard. He was at the center of one of the Pentagon's biggest ever bribery investigations. Sagar Magani, Washington.
Physicians and the formerly sole abortion provider in North Dakota are asking a state district court judge to temporarily block a part of the state's revised abortion laws. New York's attorney general is suing SiriusXM, accusing the satellite radio and streaming service of making it intentionally difficult for customers to cancel subscriptions. This is AP News. Animal shelters are bursting at the seams.
At the Mohawk Hudson Humane Society near Albany, New York, they've run out of dog kennels.
We have some dogs, I think about five or six of them right now, that are living in offices with our staff. They are here all day and all night, so they are not going into a kennel because we don't have a kennel for them to go into.
CEO Ashley Jeffrey Bauck says more pets are being surrendered than are getting adopted.
Our adoption numbers have been down about 5 to 9% year over year. But our stray numbers have increased about 40%.
Shelter operators and advocates blame higher pet care costs and a higher number of evictions. They say when a pet owner does find affordable housing, sometimes they have to make a choice between surrendering a pet or being homeless with a dog. I'm Donna Water.
I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.